The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership. Welcome to Town Matters on WWER. My name is Ted Tate. The purpose of Town Matters is to help inform residents about issues they're concerned with from as close to the source as we can get. Today, that source is Tim Trivett. Tim is the former chairman of the Colonial Beach School Board and now our recently elected 5th District Supervisor representing Colonial Beach on the Westmoreland County Board of Supervisors. Tim, welcome to Town Matters.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We'll start with, I guess, what you've done before, because you were on the school board for 11 years?
11 years, and I chaired that board for the whole 11 years.
Wow, that's a long tenure.
It was, and it was really a lot of fun. My wife and I both went to school here, graduated from here. Both of my kids went to school here and graduated from the school here, and we absolutely love the school. And want to see it stay in Colonial Beach. And, you know, there's been some times when we thought it was not going to be here any longer. And so we've been at the forefront of trying to fight for that, to keep it here in Colonial Beach.
So there was a lot of push to make the county take over the schools. Is that what was going to happen?
Many times through the years, through my lifetime, there's been town councils. There's been times when people thought that it might be cheaper, less expensive for the county to take it over rather than the town maintain it.
And why did you feel it was important to keep it here?
Well, you know, our school is unique. It's almost like a private school. We currently have over 600 kids there. It's a small knit community that we live in, and we got great teachers, great administrators, and it's just a great school system to learn in.
Would that have meant that schools would have been bused out of the town of Colonial Beach to somewhere else in Westmoreland County?
Had it been converted over to the county, probably they would have still had to maintain the school here, for the fact that there would be nowhere to put all these kids. They would have had to have our buildings. There's just not enough room. They're currently building a new high school, you know, which we hope to have done in the next 2 or 3 years. But still, I believe all the infrastructure would have had to remain right in the town. The town would have still been paying for it, and I'm not convinced that it would have been any cheaper to go that route.
And it would have been more of just a relinquishing of control then, I guess.
That's exactly right. And I think we would have still had to have all the same personnel. The only difference would have been that you may have had one superintendent that would have set out in Montrose, and there would have been an assistant superintendent most likely that was over Colonial Beach Schools because of the amount of kids that's here. But we would have still had the same curriculum. We just would have still had the same teachers. I don't see where any of that would have changed.
Okay, so that was a job you did for many years. You're obviously passionate about it. Why did you quit?
Well, you know, after 11 years of dealing with parents and dealing with children, you know, it's tough. It's a everyday thing. It's not just going to a meeting once a month or going to a special meeting during budget time, but every day, just about, the chairman of the board is involved with the superintendent, working hand in hand with the superintendent to resolve the day-to-day issues that occur in school divisions. And even though it's a small school division with just two schools, you still have all the state requirements that you have to follow, and it makes it extremely tough to follow all those requirements.
Now, is that an elected position that you were in then?
It is an elected position.
Okay. And so I guess after 11 years, you were sounds like you were a little bit tired of it, but you also wanted to run for a different elected position.
I did. I saw some things going on in the county that I didn't agree with, some recent votes that had been taken back in April of 2019 that I didn't agree with, some of the things that the town was having to pay the county for, the Motorola Tower at over $1 million that's in the county that belongs to the county. You know, there was a vote for the sheriff to start charging his overtime hours to the organizations that were putting on things like Bike Fest. And I didn't think that was fair to the town when we already pay taxes to the county for public safety and for these things that are occurring out there.
Okay. So you ran for and obviously were elected to Westmoreland County Board of Supervisors. And you've specified some unique things that you disagreed with as your motivation for doing this? These items that you've mentioned specifically, has there been anything that you've been able to do to kind of backtrack on those and change what happened?
Well, currently the sheriff, he changed the one that he was asked to do. He's an elected official too. He's a constitutional officer, and he basically made the county aware when they made that vote that they didn't have the authority to direct him to do anything.
Oh.
So that's never, even though it was supposed to be enacted in January of 2020, to my knowledge, that's something that's not being enforced, even though the resolution is still in place.
Oh, really? So if the sheriff incurs overtime for an event in Colonial Beach, he currently charges the county because that's where he charges all of his time, I guess.
That's correct.
Okay. In terms of the town versus the county, do they work well together? It sounds like, you know, there may be some things that an issue like that where the county is doing something that the town would obviously kind of fight, and you as our representative are fighting for us on that. Are there other things that you think we do or don't have good relations with the county in that respect?
Well, there were several issues that were occurring. You know, the sewer plant was one of them. The town didn't feel like that the county had met its obligations through the contract, which actually is in current litigation now.
Tell me more about that. I don't know.
Well, it had to do with how much usage that the county was going to use. It had to do with the upgrades to the sewer treatment plant. There was a contract. The town alleged that the county didn't pay the full amount that was asked to be paid in the contract, and they ended up owing over $800,000 to the town. And now that the upgrades have been made, the town believes that they're owed about $2.5 million.
Wow. So there were upgrades made to the sewage treatment plant that serves Colonial Beach. Does it? But it also serves residents of Westmoreland County?
It does. It also, they purchased about 30% of the capacity. And so that's about as far as I can get into that because it's under litigation. But it is a dispute between the county and the town. And unfortunately, the county feels one way, the town feels the other way. You know, and disputes like that belong in court. It'll be up to a judge to decide who's right and who's wrong, and hopefully the situation will be rectified.
And are there other areas where you feel we have these kinds of problems?
Well, something that I'm very compassionate about is first responders. And we have seen in the last few years where the local rescue squads, fire departments are having a tough time maintaining personnel. And so the county has went to a paid EMS service. They have a chief now of emergency services for the county who directs those squads. There's three rescue squads that's in the county that are run by the county to answer the calls. Last year, it was over close to 3,500 calls countywide. Over 1,700, almost 1,800 calls were in the district from Oak Grove to Colonial Beach, with over 800, over 1,000 of those calls were in the town of Colonial Beach. One thing that I've tried to do since I got on the board was argue the position that if we added a new squad, that it needed to be placed in Colonial Beach to cut down on the response times, because being at Oak Grove, automatically it's a 6-mile drive. And I felt that was the best use for that. The county did approve in this budget to add a new squad with 8 personnel, and also approved to hire 4 captains for the rescue service, but they will all be posted at Oak Grove. They unfortunately didn't agree with me, and so that's where it's going to be. But I think the numbers clearly show that squad should have been placed in Colonial Beach. And I also know from talking with the county administrator that there was an offer from the local fire department to house that squad or negotiate to do that.
The Colonial Beach Fire Department?
Yes.
So you would have had volunteers and employees in the same firehouse. Is that right?
You would have. And the employees would have been managed by the county. And the volunteers, obviously, is a volunteer department. So there would have been both in the same department, in the same station.
Hmm. That would be, I guess, kind of interesting, because do they answer to the same? At the end of the day, is there somebody above both groups that?
Well, there's not. The fire chief runs the fire department. I'm sure there would have been some mutual agreement between the county and the fire department about who was going to do what. and how it was going to be handled. There would have had to be an SOP to, you know, to dictate all of that, so it didn't create problems.
Right, right. So that didn't happen. So now we still have our rescue squad here, which is all volunteer, and then I guess ambulances from Oak Grove that answer calls when they're not available for whatever reason. Is that accurate?
Well, the local squad and the county squad respond to calls in this area. But like I say, harder and harder to get volunteers. The director of emergency services said that Colonial Beach Rescue Squad transported only 110 times last year. Out of all those calls, out of 1,750 calls that was handled by the Oak Grove, which would still be the Colonial Beach area as well, they would handle that. But it's just extremely difficult because of the training time involved and the amount of hours that you have to dedicate. You know, our hospital's an hour away. So any call is going to be anywhere from 2 hours to 3 hours, and it's extremely difficult for people to work jobs and, you know, to volunteer their time anymore.
So we're a little short on volunteers, and I guess more calls are being answered by the paid employees than from Oak Grove.
Well, countywide, the majority of the calls are being answered by the paid squads now. Westmoreland County Rescue Squad went out of business. They closed down.
Was that a volunteer one?
A couple years ago, that was volunteer. Montrose Volunteer Rescue Squad doesn't run at very many calls anymore. So almost all the calls in the county are handled by the paid squad.
So this could be something that gets revisited in the not too distant future, especially if we run so short on volunteers that we can't have anybody.
Yeah. Well, that's why the county's adding another rescue squad. They have three, hopefully have four. And then they're going to have four supervisors who will be captains. So, you know, to do the daily supervision of the squads that are running. But mutual aid last year, you know, we have an MOU with King George. King George and Dahlgren ran to this area numerous times last year.
What's an MOU? Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a memorandum of understanding between the counties.
Okay.
So when we don't have enough squads to run the calls, then we can call the adjoining county and they'll come and run that call. And we do the same for them.
Which is like standard practice all across the country, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll move on from that. What do you hope to accomplish as a county board of supervisor? What other issues are important to you?
Well, one of the most important things, I think, is building the relationship between the county and the town. Getting along, being able to communicate with each other. I think there, in the past, there's been a lot of things going on in the county that the town had no knowledge of before it was voted on. And now I feel like when I have information that pertains to the town, I'm going to let them know about it before it ever comes to a vote. Brought it to the attention about adding another squad. They wrote a letter to the county requesting that it be placed here in the town and what the need was for it. Not to get back on that again, but that's... You know, they jumped right on board with that, but unfortunately the county didn't choose to do that. So
well, it's an example, though, of why you're doing what you're doing.
Exactly. And, you know, I know the water and the sewer thing now will be, you know, litigated, so hopefully that'll be out of the way. I think there's other things that we'll be able to work on, you know, in the future where the county and town just works together. I mean, we're an asset to the county. Even though I feel like we're an island and we're out here on our own, but we bring a lot of revenue in. I mean, this is the second largest beach in the state of Virginia. And, you know, the town government has done an outstanding job of cleaning it up, beautifying it, trying to sell the real estate to where we can get some commercial activity. There's some great things happening.
Does the county help us with that at all in terms of building up the infrastructure, trying to build up tourism, that sort of thing?
The only thing that I'm aware of right now that the county's helping us with is the library, the public library.
What are they doing there?
Well, we have the building, but the county pays for the assets for it. The town owns the building. Mm-hmm. But other than that, the county pays for, they pay the
librarian,
the library fees and that type of thing. There's two other libraries in the county as well, but the one that's in the town, which is, it's great that it's locally here. A lot of people use it, and it's just a great thing for our town.
Are there any other areas that you're hoping to address or improve?
Well, I'm new to this out in the county. I'll just tell you that. I'm not familiar with, you know, the relationships of or the things that have gone on in the past. But I think now that there's opportunities, and there'll be opportunities for the county that I think will benefit the town, and vice versa. And I hope to be involved in those things. I think now that and I have a good relationship with the town manager. I have a good relationship with the mayor. I think it's just going to work out great all the way around. Now, if I can just bridge that gap between the county administrator and the town, and the board of supervisors in the town, I think it's going to benefit us all the way around.
Well, I can certainly see where, you know, you want the county and the town to be maybe not in lockstep, but certainly working toward the same goals in general. And if we weren't doing that in the past, that's a disservice to both, quite frankly.
Well, and I agree with you, and especially when the town residents have that burden of paying double taxes.
Are they really double taxes? There are a lot of people who talk about
that. Well, if you take what the town charges and what the county charges is, you could double it pretty much. And the counties just went up 11 cents on the taxes, and Colonial Beach will get hit with 4 cents of that.
But does the – I mean, for example, we talked about the waste treatment plant. Are we paying for that twice?
Well, I don't believe that we're – no, we're not paying for that because that belongs to us.
Okay.
So the county has paid hookup fees for that service for people who live in Westmoreland Shores and out in that area that have bought, you know, those hookups in order to tie into our sewer. There was a lot of land in Westmoreland Shores and out in the county that wouldn't perk. So that sewer system is an asset to them. The radio system, you know, the Motorola radio system that we operate off of, it's owned by the county. The fire department rescue squad works off of it, as well as the police department. It's out there at the transfer station at James Monroe. Like I say, we're paying almost $1 million for that. I'm not sure that we should have had to pay that much, if anything at all, because we already pay taxes. Our taxes go for the court system. They go for public safety. They go towards all of those things. So I just feel like that we do pay taxes for things that we may not have to or shouldn't.
Hmm.
But we're not big enough to be a city. It takes 5,000 now, I think, to be a city. We're at about 3,500 or so. We'll see what this census brings. But
that's an interesting point. The census is very important to all of this sort of stuff, isn't it?
It is important because that's, you know, it has a lot to do with how much money you get.
It has almost everything to do with it, doesn't it? At least from the federal level.
Yeah, so it's extremely important that people, you know, fill out that census, that they, you know, so that it's an accurate count. If it's underreported, and you know, in our county, we have a lot of migrant workers, you know, from other countries that, you know, and a lot of people are fearful for reporting.
Mm-hmm.
So we lose out when we don't get those numbers out there and we don't have an accurate number of how many people actually do live in the county, whether they're undocumented or whatever, they're still here.
And the town likewise, because obviously the numbers for the town are important to the town itself. If you live within the town.
Yes, they're very important. And I tell you that this COVID-19 is a nightmare when it comes to all of this. So that's the sad thing about it. You know, we've been shut down going on 2 months, and, you know, people don't want to be close to each other. And it's really causing a lot of issues that hopefully will come to pass pretty quickly.
You mean in terms of being able to actually count people? Because I know that at the end of the day, they resort to door-to-door census taking if they need to. You can't do that, can you?
You're not going to be able to do that, most likely. You know, they can go online and do that, but where they reach a lot of these people that normally don't report is going out door to door, and that probably won't occur anytime in the near future.
Mm. So what's the deadline on getting the census done?
I don't have the date on that, so okay. I couldn't tell you what the date
is. I know I got several reminders very, very quickly, it seemed like, in succession. I got you know, emails and paper mail in my box saying, you know, you need to do this. And they track it. They know which houses have responded and which houses haven't, obviously, because now they've stopped since I did it.
Yeah, exactly. And I've been through that same process, and there are a lot of notices because it's important, and you know, you want to get an accurate count of how many people it is.
Yeah. We've covered a variety of topics. Is there anything I haven't mentioned that you were hoping to talk about?
I don't think so today. I think that, you know, I'm just excited to represent the town. Like I say, I've lived here, you know, most of my life. I know a lot of people. I care about people, and I care about this town, and I could live anywhere I wanted to live, but this is where I choose to live. My family grew up here, and you know, I plan on being here to the end. So,
how long is your term of office?
It's for 4 years.
4 years. And then obviously you can run again, I guess, if you
I could run again if I choose to do that. And, you know, when I was on the school board, I was only going to run one term, but ended up with three terms. And, you know, so who knows? You know, I'm just going to be excited to see what I can do to make a difference in our town.
You're new at it, as you said. What's been the most unexpected thing you've discovered so far?
Well, I think the budget process has been interesting. It's a lot of money. We have to make some pretty, you know, serious decisions for expenditures when we don't know what the revenue is going to be.
Especially this year.
And exactly. And that's, you know, it's a really big unknown. And because you don't know what the state dollars are going to be. You don't know what federal cuts there will be. And that's probably the scariest thing, because normally when budgets are cut, you lose people. You know, your people are your biggest asset, but they're also your biggest expense. And you know, we want to be able to employ people and have a efficient county run. And you know, it's going to be challenging to see what those numbers are. So even with the budget, it's a guess about where we're going to be at, and nobody has a clue.
A budget is always a bit of a guess, in my opinion, but this year especially, all bets are off, aren't they? You just don't know.
They are off, and you're absolutely right. And the problem is, anytime the state cuts revenue, the county has to make it up, or the town has to make it up
to provide the same services, or
exactly,
cut services.
Exactly, or cut the services. And that's the that's the challenging thing. It's not a comfortable thing. It's not a good thing at all.
And back to what we were saying earlier, they decide that based on the census, don't they? They decide that based on number of heads to some degree.
Well, you know, school budgets are decided on the amount of kids that come to the school, ADM. And you know, you project that every year as well. So that's the problem. You don't know. It is a guess even then, which, you know, your budget is a guideline, but you can't spend more than you have. So you have to ensure that you don't overspend what your revenue is, because it's not legal.
Very difficult. And I guess when you get to the end of the year and you find out whether you're ahead of the game or behind the game, you've got to make some radical adjustments sometimes to compensate for that, don't you?
Well, you hope you're always ahead of the game, and that you have more revenue than you do expenditures, no doubt about it. And then some of those things that you wanted to do, you may be able to do at the end of the year.
Right. The nice to haves.
Those projects, yes, that just sit there and you wonder when you're going to get the funds to do it. And that happens, you know, frequently if you're conservative. But you have to watch that budget, because you can't go over it. You can't spend what you don't have.
Well, Tim Trivett, thank you very much for coming to Town Matters. Do appreciate you coming here.
Thank you.